afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Cook Court Meeting for Monday, April 9th, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Sinek.
Lord God, King of Heaven and Earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do things that please you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Please join.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider approve execute proceeding filing agreement with Spectrum and Jefferson County MIS for an upgrade bandwidth for the internet access for charge of $2,430 per month for 36 months. Item B is consider approve execute proceeding filing agreement with Spectrum and Jefferson County for standard cable service for 7 digital receivers and internet services at Jefferson County Court Office Sub Courthouse located at 525 Lakeshore Drive for a charge of $393.91 per month for 36 months with a one-time installation charge of $99. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract termination release of earnest money for the offer of Mr. Saeed Ali to purchase Jefferson County land located on Venerable Road, known as the Precinct 2 Rock Yard, in response to an RFQ for commercial realtor brokerage services with $3,000 in earnest money being released by Texas Regional Title in the amount of $1,500 to Jefferson County and $1,500 to Ken Will, Inc., doing at Wheeler Commercial Real Estate, as per the listing agreement. Item D is consider and approve discretionary exemption as authorized by local government code section 262.0287D. For items that can be obtained from only one source due to captive replacement parts or components for equipment to Dingo Group, Pete Jorgensen Marine. For the replacement of lower motor units for the Marine Division in the amount of $26,933.55. And that's paid for by Fort Security Grant funding. Item E is consider approved disposal of surrendered license plates to be transported to a metal salvage company and their sold for such price as they may command, with the funds being returned to the county as outlined in registration and title bulletin number 025-4. We have a motion on those items under purchasing.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinek, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Hey, Judge, I'd like to ask if you could just give us an update and brief the court on the item number C. And as we'll progress through that, I guess we'll leave the listing out. We'll see what kind of activity we get on that property. And
it is my understanding from Mr. Wheeler that he's had several more inquiries. So we'll just follow through as they come in and see what develops.
And I know there is some potential drainage work improvements that will be done through the property on that easement that runs
through.
And Mr.
Wheeler is aware of all these issues.
Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer from District Clerk to purchase two Apple 9.7-inch iPad Wi-Fi 5th-generation tablets, 32 gigabytes, for passport processing. The amount is $615. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer from Crime Lab for replacement of a vehicle in the amount of $28,500. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 444-931 through 445-190. Do we have a motion on those items under auditing?
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
One question. I didn't get the, on that B, what is it? Was it an accident? What happened?
No, they actually had some funds available because they had a grant to fund some of the equipment. And I think that vehicle was going to be up for replacement in the next year's budget, so they were trying to knock it out early.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for Spring 2018 Grant Request. Item B is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute surface use agreement for pipeline installation on an easement granted by Texas Park and Wildlife Department land to Jefferson County to facilitate the construction of a siphon under the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway on the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area. And via addendum, item C is consider and possibly approve the appointment of Tony Renzo by Commissioner Alfred to the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation Board of Directors. Do I have a motion on those items under commission? Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, real quick. Kathy, would you give us an update on the litigation? Remember we had some litigation about last year, sometime about past grants?
Yes, sir.
Not now. No.
Oh.
You can give us an update on one. One of the, and I don't have it with me, it was, and I hope it's a typo, they requested $2,000. We were giving them $9,000. I know that had to be a typo, right?
That's a typo. Was that on this one?
Yes,
or the one from last year?
No, this one.
Ooh, weird. Let me check.
What do I carry on the phone?
Yeah, Mike, if you're located.
That is a major typo, and I think you catch it. And they did request the $9,199, and so that's what they were giving them. Normally, that amount is to cover the registration, any mileage, for each of the travel shows that you come off, and money usually comes back. So I'm happy to talk that.
Yeah, can you just send that update to the court on the litigation?
And one question on Mr. Renfro, on that judge, I know we don't have any bylaws or anything with that corporation, correct?
Yes, Mr. Guy Goodson has those.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All those papers say aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously in the Sheriff's Department. Item A is receive and file execute a letter of agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, Eric Bowman for the purchase of the police dog, Luca. Have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously, and that completes our rather short agenda this week. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring?
Judge, I want to attend to the meeting, and I think Fred and I have already discussed this, the meeting with this Tri-County disaster rebuild. I think, Fred, if I'm not mistaken, I remember getting an email from you. Is there a meeting set for Jefferson County yet?
There was a proposal for April 17th.
You need to go up there, Fred.
Sir?
You need to go up there.
All right. There was a proposal made by one member of the board for April 17th that hasn't been solidified. And as I informed you and I told the judge, I'll tell everyone, I told the board, not during a regular meeting or anything, if they wish to use the jury impaneling room, I would try to schedule that for the public to come in. The purpose of that Jefferson County kickoff is to allow the judge, the commissioners, elected officials, and the public to come in to hear from the entire board as they did in Hardin County and up in Orange County, and to let the citizens of Jefferson County hear from the board, understand the purpose for their formation, what their functions are, the different committees, and give them a rundown to get up to speed. All right?
Would you make sure you bring it, and we need to make real sure of this, that the citizens in Jefferson County, broad brush, know about this meeting? Because I attended a meeting that was only an informational because some individuals receive information from somebody in Orange and Hardin counties. and it got to be real uncomfortable.
I understand that from what you told me and from what I've heard from others. It's my understanding that meeting was scheduled by a person that did that on their own without any discussion. And I know Judge Brannick and everybody wants our committee to get up and running, but we want the opportunity to do what the folks in Hardin County did on two occasions. They had the public in, and the entire Tri-County Board came in. And Judge happened to be out of town. I filled in for him. But to let everybody know the real purpose for establishing this organization.
We really need to know that, because I'm wondering why I didn't go to regional planning. So I'll wait to see what they say then.
Well, the CDBG, well, of course, we are hopeful that Housing and Urban Development is going to approve a plan that will allow regional planning to administer all those long-term housing recovery plans. As it stands right now, the state action plan has not been approved for that to happen. And out of the supplemental disaster appropriations, Houston and Harris County are getting direct allocations that they are going to be able to administer, while the other 39 counties might be left with having a state-run housing recovery program, which we would not like to see happen because the Regional Planning Commission is so experienced in that area. I provided each of the commissioners with the latest FEMA numbers that came in this morning on their efforts in Jefferson County. And to date, the National Flood Insurance Program has paid out $391.99 million in national flood insurance claims just in Jefferson County. They spent $20 million on debris removal. They spent $173.31 million providing direct housing to 613 households. They've loaned out $294.47 million through the Small Business Administration in Jefferson County. They still have 617 households in FEMA-funded hotels, which is, from just a month and a half ago, that's pretty good change, because there were over 1,200 a month and a half ago. So obviously they're getting, helping get those people into more permanent housing. But you know, that's a little over $900 million, almost $1 billion that's just been spent in one county because of the damage caused by Harvey, and pretty staggering numbers. But
part of those are the insurance that people can pay into. But one number that's very important that's not here, and that is how many residents are not back here. Do we have any trace on that?
All I've been able to find out so far is talking to Dr. Porter Reed. He says their student population is down about 580 students. I also talked to the Nadon School District, and their census is up 183 students, that primarily from Port Arthur. And I know that they're working in Port Arthur. I'm trying to identify those who've been displaced and trying to make contact with them.
You heard anything, Ms. Senegal?
Not from the elected officials or anybody with that information. I had heard, other than 500 students. And you know, I'm a visible person, and as I drive through Port Arthur, I mean, almost every housing complex, no one's on the first level. So that tells me, you know, if you have 500 units in it, no one's living on the first floor, that tells me something's going on. And then in the Vestas Village, 80% of those people still out of their home. I don't know where they are. So, I mean, you know, devastation is still pretty bad. I don't know who's in charge. I know the census, my secretary attended the census meeting the other day, and it's going to be scary for Port Arthur.
It's going to be scary for the county. Mine attended also. And that was one of the things that was kind of heightened They want to know what people, those heads are on that day of counting census. So we have to make sure we get together with everybody to make sure people know we want them back in our lives.
Also, Fred, I received a text on what Commissioner Apple, that there's going to be a meeting for that Tri-County Committee at New St. John's Baptist Church Thursday at 6:30.
That's,
I don't know anything about that, but
This is the second meeting that Pastor Moffitt, who is the president of the Long-Term Recovery Tri-County Group, put out on his own without the board or anyone else knowing about.
Let me correct you on that, Fred.
Yes, sir.
What I heard at the meeting was, and I'm going to correct you from what I witnessed, a Reverend Reynolds that was there as a minister in the north end out of my precinct called Pastor Moffitt and asked him a question about meetings in Orange and in Hardin County, and he said yes to have one. Asked him, was he the president of this group or whatever? He said, yes, sir. And he asked him, what could he do to get an informational? This is what I heard publicly the other night. And when he explained it, that's why he was there. And he also explained that there was another request that came to him out of Port Arthur, that's the meeting you're talking about. And he explained this, that he wasn't there for Jefferson County meeting. He was there only because of request and to give them information about the organization. That's what I heard with my own ears.
That may well be.
I think that's correct.
I stand corrected, but it just came to be without anybody else knowing about it.
Patrick, is, we had talked briefly along the same lines, FEMA, storm and all that, possible workshop for mitigation projects.
We're going to try to meet Greg Fountain and I, and possibly maybe the judge this week, and meet with representatives from Griffith, Mosley, Johnson, just to lay out some information to get ready for a workshop. We're still at the point of identifying those projects and what we want to go forward with. It's some of the things we talked about earlier in that past workshop, which were potential home buyout, and then the other was structure elevation, and then actual projects we had, whether we want to go forward with those.
And understanding the difference between what mitigation and going out and doing emergency repairs and just fixing and repairing things. You've got three different categories. So just for confirmation, make sure I understand this. Your mitigation projects or projects that would be that you're bringing it up to a point to where it's upgraded, like building a head wall or something like that on the end culvert. Is that correct?
That's a 406 program.
Right. Yeah.
That's if you're updating facilities or that were directly damaged by the storm. It's the 406 program. Under the FEMA 404 Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, you're looking at things that may not have necessarily suffered direct damage, but which will make your community more resilient, that will harden facilities as you move forward.
Well, as an example, you may have, a cross pipe that crosses the county road. It was damaged and it washed out, but we know we're going to have to put a head wall back to prevent it from occurring again. So 401, 402, 404, whatever it is, where does that fall? Where does that fall?
Yeah, you're going to do, but you should get public assistance dollars to repair the damage, put it back into its pre-storm condition. But if you strengthen it to make it more resilient, then you have to make a claim under 406, and they'll pay 75% of that cost.
And 406 is the mitigation projects?
For a damaged facility, as the judge said.
Right.
That's more along the public assistance lines, which is when we say public assistance, that's what the county or the local governments will apply for. heard about project worksheets, that's why they're looking at your roads. Look at it, that's where FEMA's gonna come in and give you money to pay for debris, emergency measures, anything that's damaged. And as part of that, as Judge said, if that structure is damaged, they'll pay to, or if it's approved, they'll pay to put it back the way it was before, but if you wanna improve it, make it better, stronger, that's part of the 406 mitigation program, and that's written as part of that project worksheet. When 404 rolls into the amount of money that is basically 15 to 20% of your damages are allocated to the state, and then there's a statewide, it's a competitive grant that everybody applies for to get money to upgrade their facilities or their community.
Yeah, and that's, you gotta remember that even if you weren't in one of the 39 federally declared disaster areas, you know, you may be out in Lubbock. They can apply under the 404 program. But the governor has said that the disaster impacted counties are gonna get the emphasis of spending of dollars. Right.
You'll get a double score. So, you know, if you're one of the county, you know, you'll get a higher score.
So, our consultant is hired under the 404 to help with the 404 projects or the 406?
The 404.
So
406, you need to, as those projects, you need to get with Linnell, as those projects for replacing those washouts on those roads, we need to get that into the scope of work to put the head wall in and say, this is an additional measure, and we want to apply for it under there.
Not 404?
Not, well, we could get turned down.
You want
to and you could try to go, I mean, you can have 404 that can help out on 406, but you're gonna go first with your damaged facility, your 406 mitigation to try to fix that.
Sound like a lot of bureaucracy.
I mean, they're looking for substantial, on this 404 statewide, they're looking at some pretty hefty projects to make a big impact on future damages.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further? Well, thank you all for attending Commissioner's Court today. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.